good morning, a Friday morning, with our political observer, Alan Chartok. This morning, Alan, attorneys from Michael Cohen have asked members of Congress to help keep him out of prison. In a letter sent to lawmakers yesterday, they say Cohen is still sorting through documents that might be of interest to House Democrats investigating President Donald Trump. I believe I read something like 14 million documents.
Yeah, he's got 14 million documents, he says. Of course, we now know that Cohen plays everybody. So what we have here is a last desperate move to stay out of prison. All of a sudden, there are millions of documents that nobody knew about before. And if you just leave me out, I'll let you know. But I've only gone through a few of these myself, he says. And so what presumably could take years is now before them. One wonders if the smoking gun is among those documents. What we haven't seen yet is the smoking gun, which leads us, of course, to the question of when to release the Mueller report. It turns out now that Mueller's assistants had prepared summaries of their own. We're not even seeing the summaries, let alone the substance. We see Chairman Nadler saying, hey, we got to see it all, because if we don't see it all, we won't know what's going on. We're the Congress. We're the oversight body. We're the ones who should be doing this. And the defenders, and it turns out that Barr, who did a very impressive performance when he was up for the attorney generalship, was obfuscating for sure, if not lying, by saying that he would get the American people this material as fast as possible. It turns out, not quite, and he and the president are playing an interesting game. The president says, and has been saying all along, I don't care if the American people see it, but you got to go to the attorney general. Wink, wink. The attorney general says, yeah, but there's an awful lot of stuff in there that you can't really see because it's grand jury material or because it might embarrass somebody, and so I have to take my time with it. So does anybody suspect there's a little game being played here? I do. Of course, we won't know until we know. And right now, it is problematic that the American people are going to see that report in its entirety without redactions anytime soon.
And so following that down the road, what does that mean? Do we ever really know, in this case, what's in that report in the end?
Well, clearly not if these people have their way, the president and the attorney general. So what we've seen now for the first time is people on Mueller's staff being willing to talk and being willing to say, well, what about those summaries that we prepared that could have gone to the American people? Clearly, the one that is bothering them the most is the one which obstruction of justice becomes prominent. Collusion they dealt with, but obstruction of justice is a very serious thing. And if the firing of an FBI head, Mr. Comey, and if other things all add up to that obstruction, that's why Barr, knowing what's good for him, put in his four-page document. Now, if people on the Mueller staff were able to talk to the New York Times and others and tell them that, now the question is, what else will they do now that this final obstruction on the report is becoming clear?
By the way, for our listeners, a great discussion on the Media Project this weekend about how the federal government particularly uses redactions, excuses like grand jury testimony and sensitive material to keep information from the press and the public.
Well, yeah, we know that Trump is an admirer of some of the worst dictators in the world, from Vladimir Putin to Duterte in the Philippines and others. These are people who have declared war on the press long ago. In Russia, when communism, quote, fell and democracy was to be installed, there were a lot of people who warned and said, hey, when you've been ruled under, you know, a totalitarian regime for all of these years, you just don't snap your fingers and change over. Well, turns out that in Russia they haven't. And the similarities between the Russians and the Soviets are pretty plain. In fact, they're being ruled now by a KGB colonel.
What do you make of President Trump saying he wants Herman Cain for the Federal Reserve Board?
Well, this is an extraordinary story. For all of you who don't know Herman Cain, I want you to go and look him up on the internet and just type in his name. You will see gaffes that you can't believe are possible. It is true that he was once a director on the Kansas City Fed. Nevertheless, if you take a look at some of the things that he has said, some of the accusations about women and him, some of the incredible malaprops that he has used in the past about anything, you're going to see that this guy who made his fortune in pizza is certainly not one of the economists that ought to be put on the allegedly independent Fed. the Federal Reserve is supposed to be made up of economists who will do the right thing as opposed to the political thing. And clearly, putting Cain on that board is a thumb in the eye of all the people who are honestly doing their jobs.
Well, we know that congestion pricing is coming to New York City, Alan, and you mentioned this about the idea that many different groups want breaks on this, and here's the story in the Times. Now everyone wants a break, including operators, for example, of sightseeing buses.
The more breaks you give, the more likely it is that the money that the governor says he needs to run the state will be diminished. If everybody who wants a break gets one, there will be no money coming out of congestion pricing. Now, there are two reasons to do congestion pricing. One of them is to keep people out. The more breaks, the fewer people will be kept out. You make fewer fumes, you make less carbon dioxide, you do what really needs to be done, and you enhance public transportation. Let everybody get into public transportation. I would say to Andrew Cuomo, Governor, sir, be clear on this. We don't want to see you riding around in an official car, because pain is pain. And if it's not spread equally, and if only the rich get away with it, that isn't going to be good. Hey, that's what we expect of leadership.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us on this Friday. Everyone, have a good day, weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks, Alan.